Enough is enough. Protest against illegal migration held in Dover as over 400 more boat migrants land. By Kurt Sindelka on May 31, 2021. Over 400 illegal boat migrants landed in the space of 24 hours as a protest was held in Dover against the growing migration crisis in the English Channel. On Saturday, some 144 migrants were recorded landing on British soil, following 336 landing on Friday, according to BBC reporter Simon Jones. While migrants were being escorted by the British Border Force through the port of Dover, where they were brought ashore to be processed by immigration officials, police made four arrests of anti-immigration activists during a protest in the English coastal town. Protesters staged a sit-in on Snargate Street, blocking off the road for at least an hour, waving flags, carrying banners reading "Stop the Invasion," and chanting "Enough is enough." One protester, dubbed Brexit Brian, told local news outlet Kent Online that he is not far right but came to the protest to stand up for the principle of stopping illegal migration into Britain. "So many of us are upset about with the government and their policies, especially as most of us in this country have been on lockdown and it seems that the illegal immigrants have not had the same lockdown conditions that we have had," he said. Responding to whether he is far right or a supporter of the National Front, Brian said, "That's not the case at all. I'm simply a patriot. I know it's an anomaly. People might think, what's a black guy doing here, but actually it has nothing to do with being black or white. It's to do with the principles of illegal immigration. It's got to stop." The protest was criticized by the local Conservative MP, Natalie Elphick, who said, "It's time to stop the small boats crossings, but today's protesters are not welcome in Dover. There's no excuse for their disruption to trade into our town. Time and again we see that the protesters' day out causes direct damage to someone else's livelihood, tourism, business and trade. That's not right or fair." Kent police have had a challenging year, from the French closing the border to leaving the EU to coronavirus lockdowns and PCSO Julia James' tragic death. "They deserved a proper bank holiday break this weekend. Not been sworn at by loudmouth protesters from London or Essex or wherever." A police spokesman said, "Kent police officers attended the scene to ensure people were able to take part in a peaceful protest and to make sure the impact on the community and local businesses was kept to a minimum. Two people were arrested on suspicion of public order offenses and two people were arrested on suspicion of obstructing the highway. All four remain in custody." So far this year, over 3,500 illegal migrants are believed to have crossed the English Channel in small boats launched from the beaches of France. Should the current trends continue, forecasts have predicted that some 15,000 illegals will reach UK shores by the end of the year. Other projections have put the figure as high as 25,000. On Tuesday, Home Secretary Priti Patel reiterated her calls to reform the broken asylum system in Britain, vowing to bar illegal immigrants who travelled through safe countries, such as France, to apply for asylum status. The Home Secretary also said that the government would seek to empower border force agents with the ability to send migrant boats back to France. Yet, this proposal would be contingent on coming to an agreement with the French government, which to date has been reticent on signing any deal on migrant returns with Britain. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.